gods. Wave of stuck jaws hits sitting.
It occurs to me that the editor of the Times must sometimes regret that he has only one front page, he observed dryly.
There was a sound from the men sitting around the big table in Gilt's office. It was the kind of sound you get when people are not really laughing.
Do you think he has got the gods on his side? Said Greenham.
I hardly imagine so, said Gilt. He must have known where the money was.
You think so? If I knew where that much money was, I wouldn't leave it in the ground.
No, you wouldn't, said Gilt quietly, in such a way that Greenham felt slightly uneasy.
12.5%! 12.5%!
Screamed Alphonse, bouncing up and down on his perch.
We're made to look fools, Reacher, said Surly. He knew the line would go down yesterday. He might as well have divine guidance. We're losing the local traffic already. Every time we have a shutdown, you can bet he'll run a coach out of sheer devilment. There's nothing that damn man won't stoop to. He's turned the post office into a show.
Sooner or later, all circuses leave town, said Gilt.
But he's laughing at us, Stoley persisted. If the trunk breaks down again, I wouldn't put it past him to run a coach to Genoa.
That would take weeks, said Gilt.
Yes, but it's cheaper, and it gets there. That's what he'll say, and he'll say it loudly, too. We've got to do something, Reacher.
And what do you suggest?
Why don't we just spend some money and get some proper maintenance done?
You can't, said a new voice. You don't have the men.
All heads turned to the man at the far end of the table. He had a jacket on over his overalls and a very battered top hat on the table beside him. His name was Mr. Pony, and he was the trunk's chief engineer. He'd come with the company and had hung on because, at the age of 58, with twinges in your knuckles, a sick wife and a bad back, you think twice about grand gestures such as storming out. He hadn't seen a clax until 3 years ago when the first company was founded, but he was methodical and engineering was engineering. Currently, his greatest friend in the world was his collection of pink flimsies. He'd done his best, but he wasn't going to carry the can when this lot finally fell over, and his pink flimsies would see to it that he didn't. White memo paper to the chairman, yellow flimsy to the file, pink flimsy you kept. No one could say he hadn't worn them. A 2-inch stack of the latest flimsies was attached to his clipboard. Now, feeling like an elder god leaning down through the clouds of some Armageddon and booming, "Didn't I tell you, didn't I warn you, did you listen, too late to listen now?" He put on a voice of strained patience.
"I've got 6 maintenance teams. I had 8 last week. I sent you a memo about that, got the flimsies right here. We ought to have 18 teams. Half the lads are needing to be taught as we go, and we ain't got time for teaching. In the old days, we'd set up walking towers to take the load, and we ain't got men even to do that now."
"All right, it takes time, we understand," said Greenham. "How long will it take if you hire more men and get these walking towers working and—"
"You made me sack a lot of the craftsmen," said Pony.
"We didn't sack them. We let them go," said Gilt.
"We downsized," said Greenham.
"Looks like you succeeded, sir," said Pony.
He took a stub of pencil out of one pocket and a grubby notebook out of the other.
"Do you want it fast or cheap or good, gentlemen?" he said. "The way things are gone, I can only give you 1 out of 3.
"How soon can we have the grand trunk running properly?"
said Greenham, while Gilt leaned back and shut his eyes. Pony's lips moved as he ran his eyes over the figures.
9 months, he said. "I suppose if we're seen to be working hard, 9 months of erratic running won't seem to—" Mr. Stoley began.
9 months shut down, said Mr. Pony.
"Don't be a fool, man."
"Ain't a fool, sir, thank you," said Pony sharply. "I'll have to find and train new craftsmen, because a lot of the old brigade won't come back whatever I offer. If we shut the towers down, I can use the signallers. At least they know their way around a tower. We can get more work done if we don't have to drag walking towers and set them up. Make a clean start. The towers were never built that well to begin with. Dear heart never expected this sort of traffic. 9 months of dark towers, sir."
He wanted to say, oh, how he wanted to say, craftsmen. Do you know what that means? It means men with some pride who get fed up and leave when they're told to do skimpy work in a rush, no matter what you pay them. So I'm employing people as craftsmen now who are barely fit to sweep out a workshop, but you don't care. Because if they don't polish a chair with their arse all day, you think a man who's done a 7-year apprenticeship is the same as some twerp who can't be trusted to hold a hammer the right end. He didn't say this aloud, because although an elderly man probably has a lot less future than a man of 20, he's far more careful of it.
"You can't do better than that," said Stoley.
"Mr. Stoley, I'll be doing well if it's only 9 months," said Pony, focusing again. "If you don't want to shut down, I can maybe get it done in 1.5 years, if I can find enough men and you're ready to spend enough money. But you'll have shutdowns every day. It'll be crippled running, sir."